This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. Of course, we've got plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the raids that are being conducted on what are supposedly legal marijuana, medical marijuana businesses in the state of California. I had thought that they had backed down on this after 20 years, but no, apparently they're still going at it, now targeting the folks who are making concentrated THC products like THC oils, waxes, things like that. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We'll continue with that story. Plus, things are going even more insane in Venezuela. And on the way, Daryl's got a story about Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors, who claims he's got a libertarian argument for a tax, specifically a carbon tax. And those things just don't seem to meld to me, libertarianism and taxes. Generally, things do not go together, but we'll see what his argument is. First, though, Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hey, Sarah.
Yeah, I found out I have OCD, but
no. It
turns out, but both of my parents had obsessive compulsive behavior.
Now, how does it manifest?
Well, manifestation is like if you hoard food, for example, I can't leave the house without checking my doorknobs and my stove and my water, 10 times, and I would lock them out and go back in and check it again.
Wow.
That's obsessive compulsive.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, because it's not a bad idea to check the door behind you once you've walked out of it. Usually a good idea to check your pockets or whatever, your wallet, make sure you've got your keys on you, then close the door, and then check the lock. But you're actually unlocking the lock, relocking it, unlocking it, and relocking it, and then going back inside, that kind of thing, to check on the stove.
Yeah, well, I check my stove three times until I get tired and I lock the door, but I feel like I didn't check it, so I have to go back in, open the door, and check all of my waters that are shut off in my stove.
So do you count how many times you check everything?
Well, sometimes it's three times, sometimes it's five times, sometimes it's seven times, and sometimes I'm so tired. It took me 20 minutes. Sometimes I can't leave the house. I mean, that happened to me.
This is something I've never really understood. We haven't really looked into it in great detail on the show. I mean, we might have talked about it a little bit in the past, but with this level of OCD, it's one thing to have an OCD level of keeping things clean, maybe a little cleaner than, some people would. But it sounds like you are you forgetting that you've got, are you wondering, did I actually do this? And then you have to go back in to make sure that you did it?
Well, I know that I did it, but I don't think that I did it well enough or I didn't, I checked it three times, but I think that I did not check it well enough. But actually the root cause of it is, believe it or not, it's anxiety.
Like the anxiety that you might leave the stove on and it could catch fire?
Well, the thing is, my suffered from financial anxiety. In other words, they had lack. They had lack of money.
Well, you've got that taken care of. You're on welfare. You're sitting pretty.
No, what I'm talking about is passed on through the DNA. Remember, I was telling you that your traumas become altered in your DNA is passed on to their children. So my parents had financial traumas and anxiety in their life, and it manifests in OCD. They hoarded food. My dad was a hoarder. My mother was a clean freak. She had to steam clean the whole house every year.
Now, normally those things don't go together, a clean freak and a hoarder. I mean, typically when you – I've seen the show Hoarders before. I've seen hoarding in real life, and it's not something that I generally consider clean. How does that work exactly when you have two parents –
Well, yeah, but my dad was a hoarder. That's an OCD behavior. My mother was a clean freak. That's an OCD behavior.
But did your dad was she cleaning the hoarded stuff, or did your dad have his own rooms where he could have his hoard, and then she had her own rooms where she could have her clean? Because hoarded things are generally not clean.
No, they would have blown up fights over it. If he would like start screaming and yelling, and she would go in and try to argue with him to clean it. I said to clean it, he would have his fit and temper tantrums.
Right. Okay. That sounds right.
So my grandmother was kind of this way, where she would for some reason not throw newspapers away.
That's crazy. That's a crazy hoardy thing.
Hold on. Here's the funny thing. When she would clean, she would move the stacks of newspapers from one room to another.
Well, at least she was cleaning.
It comes from, like for example, Great Depression or victims of a Holocaust. Their grandchildren suffered with this OCD symptoms. What their great, if their grandparents were in the concentration camp. I mean, they would hoard food until it rotted. And I used to know one Jewish guy. I mean, he would starve himself. He didn't have to. He would just starve and starve. Then he was so hungry, he's about to faint, and then he would go run into a buffet and gorge. But that's a symptom of, being in a Holocaust. You know what I mean?
So what is your home like, Sarah? Is it a hoarding kind of environment, or do you not have the hoarding bug?
I'm not a hoarder. I'm more the clean side. Like, for example, I can't shake hands. It's too slimy and too dirty.
Howie Mandel also can't shake hands. That's why he does the fist bump.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's a germaphobe.
Right. Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, that kind of explains a little bit more about Sarah. Dad was a hoarder. Mom was a clean freak.
Right, but I'm curious which one of her parents were scared of cars. Like, is that something that
she learned
from the parents, or is that something that, you know, she acquired on her own?
I'm sorry I dropped the call, Daryl. You'll have to wait until she calls tomorrow, because it's almost guaranteed that she will.
Yes.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-3733. In the last hour, we told you a portion of the story about MedWest. Now, MedWest was a distributor of marijuana-based products, THC extraction. They would extract THC from cannabis and then turn it into cannabis oil and some concentrate, maybe some wax, that kind of product, concentrated THC product. Anyway, Narcotics Task Force from San Diego came in there with about 30 officers, busted down the lock on the door with a sledgehammer, bursting into the lobby, seizing $325,000 in cash, seizing all of the bank accounts of the owners, even the college savings accounts for his children. The state is gearing up for a vote on legalizing recreational marijuana in November, according to INC.com, and that has left many with the impression that authorities are making hay while the sun shines. They're just trying to get money from us while they still can. That's why it's called smash and grab, says the owner of the company, Mr. Sladek. The prosecutors do not give us their prosecutorial strategy, but many people think drug task forces have become addicted to the assets. Law enforcement knows we have trouble getting banking. So during my raid, they found $325,570 in cash in the safe, and the cops were high-fiving each other. Because there's video footage.
Yes.
Asset forfeiture laws allow police to seize assets they believe are the proceeds of criminal enterprise without arresting someone and proving his or her guilt. Unlike criminal charges against a person, defendants of federal asset forfeiture laws have little recourse to get their money back. And by the way, when the feds seize assets, they give something like 80% back to the local police departments.
After the court hearing goes through.
After they get to keep it.
Yeah. United States of America v. $340,000. United States v. 1975 Chevy F-150 pickup truck.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think it's Ford F-150, but regardless, that kind of thing. They literally have lawsuits against inanimate objects, and they win them all the time. Across the U.S., law enforcement agencies have seized $1 billion through asset forfeiture and marijuana cases just from 2002 to 2012. So in 10 years, $1 billion.
And it should be pointed out, the reason that the feds win these cases is because someone has to step forward and say, that's my stuff, and then prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the stuff was not legal. Connected right. to something illegal.
We're going to continue because there's more outrageousness from what's happening in California with these poor people, these businessmen being charged. They're just trying to make a living. They're just trying to help sick people. And they got men with guns pointing them at them, raiding their facilities, taking their cash, taking their product. 855-450-FREE. It's shutting them down. It's Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Between the years 2002 and 2012, across the United States, law enforcement agencies have seized $1 billion.
That's billion with a B.
In asset forfeiture via just marijuana cases. We're not even including, you know, meth labs or whatever other drug busts they might have made. Just marijuana-related seizures, $1 billion worth. And now you know why the police fight tooth and nail to continue prohibition, because there's big money in it for their departments to continue cracking down on this harmless plant that is not only harmless, but is actually helpful towards countless people with various different medical issues. We'll continue with the story about one company that was raided twice this year, and they've had to close their doors now because they've just been exhausted of all of their product and cash. It's Midwest Distributors in San Diego, where they were raided earlier this year and then again in June by the Drug Task Force. Also, want to let you know about the Free Talk Live Listen Line, the audio on demand listen line that allows you to listen to the Liberty Radio Network and about a dozen of its original shows. You can call it up anytime you want at 641-793-9660. And I'll give you that number again here in a moment. If you've got a data plan on your phone, no worries. This does not take any data to use the audio on demand listen line. It just takes your minutes. And most of you probably have unlimited minutes, so no problem. It is a long distance number. Not that many people pay a long distance anymore. So pretty much for most people calling it, it's going to be totally free. 641-793-9660. And you can also leave us a message through this system. All you do is call 641-793-9660, choose number 2 at the main menu for Free Talk Live, and then press 0. Once you do that, anytime you can press it, you can start listening to the show on demand, and then if you want, you know, you're inspired by something we've said, you want to leave a message back at us, you just hit 0, and then you'll be able to do that, and that message will be delivered via email to the host of the show. So that audio on demand listen line, which allows you to listen to about a dozen shows from LRN.fm on demand, plus the live stream, is 641-793-9660. We're talking about asset forfeiture, wherein they've taken $1 billion in just marijuana cases. According to INC.com, during the same 10-year period, authorities have seized a total of $6.5 billion in all drug-related cases. So it's big, big money for them to continue this enforcement. The Wall Street Journal reports that the seized assets have helped fund portions of drug task forces around the nation, but as laws reform, that pivotal revenue is drying up in states like California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. Sladek, who is the owner of Midwest, which was one of the more recent victims of these raids, was until recently the CEO of a $12 million medical marijuana company. He was considered an industry leader and job creator, and was a member of an industry investor group and multiple boards and organizations. Even though he's not been charged with any crime, Sladek says some of the industry organizations have asked him to resign. In one fell swoop, his business savings and his two daughters' college savings accounts were gone. Sladek says he had to borrow money from his 86-year-old mother just to get through the year and apply for federal loans to ensure his two daughters can stay in state school. He created an Indiegogo campaign to raise money to pay for his legal fees, with the threat of an indictment hanging over his head. He says he hasn't been sleeping much. Henry Wachowski, San Francisco-based attorney, also represents Sladek, says legal medical marijuana businesses like Midwest operate openly and pay taxes, but most still cannot access the banking system, which makes them much easier targets for asset forfeiture than underground illegal drug dealers. And with this, because you know where the offices are.
Right. Because they advertise. They have big, huge, giant signs that say, "We have cannabis in here."
Pretty much. And with the lucrative asset seizure revenue stream threatened by legalization, he says police are motivated to pick the lowest hanging fruit while it's still on the vine. Still, police need probable cause to search a business. The search warrant for Midwest is partially sealed, citing a confidential informant. The unsealed portion explains that Detective Israel Hernandez believed that Midwest was using, quote, volatile chemicals, unquote, to make THC concentrate, citing a criminal violation of a health and safety code that carries prison time. The code in this case is HSC 113796, the penal code originally written to go after crystal meth labs, which was amended in 2015 to include cannabis. Even though medical marijuana is legal in California, the warrants say the medical marijuana defense would need to be affirmed by the defendants in court once they're charged and does not prevent police from investigating companies suspected of controlled substance violations.
And because they have not actually been charged with anything,
they can't make that defense.
They can't make that defense. And in order to wind up, you know, going the civil asset forfeiture route to where they're defending the rights of the stuff, they would have to be able to make a defense that they can't make because they weren't charged with anything.
Correct.
That's the judicial system for you.
The asset forfeiture warrant written by Detective Mark Carlson, who's a cross-sworn officer for the San Diego Police Department and the DEA, says he had probable cause to search and freeze all assets belonging to James Sladek and his wife from various financial institutions based on the raid. In a hearing on June 2nd in San Diego Superior Court, Jorge de Portillo, the San Diego Deputy District Attorney, referred to the case as a long-term, large-scale investigation and mentioned that the DEA might be filing charges. In court, McElfresh cited Luis versus U.S., a recent Supreme Court decision that declared defendants are entitled to assets unrelated to alleged crimes, but the judge denied that motion. As for the money in Sladek's wife's account and the college savings accounts belonging to his daughters, the agent or the district attorney compared the money to, quote, a bloody knife that is seized at the crime scene. The college money, he drew an analogy between college savings accounts to a bloody knife at a crime scene. And apparently the judge supported him on this. The burden is on Mr. Sladek to prove otherwise. Federal and civil asset forfeiture laws consider assets guilty until proven innocent, the inverse of when people are arrested. Although no charges have been filed, the DA said they might pursue charges for, quote, sale of marijuana, manufacturing of concentrated cannabis, and cultivation, unquote. Sladek's lawyers are also concerned the DEA is actively participating in MedWest and other extraction company raids. Since 2014, Congress has included the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment in the federal budget, which bans the Department of Justice, including the DEA, from spending federal money to, quote, prevent such states from implementing their own state laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana. There it is in print. It's in the, this is part of the federal budget, but yet they just do what they want. Right here, Wachowski says, quote, Congress has clearly said the DEA should stop interfering in state medical marijuana. This is the DEA ignoring the will of Congress and doing whatever they want.
Right.
What are you supposed to do when you have a system that purports to be the law? It purports to be run by a series of rules when the agencies that are doing the enforcing of those very laws are actually ignoring what the laws say and just doing whatever it is they want. What are you supposed to do about that?
Some people would argue, and I'm not making this argument, I'm just telling you what some people would argue. Some people would argue, well, that's when you shoot back.
I don't blame them for making that argument. This seems like they are pushing people into a corner. If you can't use the system to change the system, what else do you have left? And again, I'm with you. I'm not making that argument. I don't think violence is the right answer. I think non-cooperation is the right answer. People should stop paying taxes. People should stop obeying the state. But then, of course, they're going to be afraid that these men with guns and flak jackets and helmets are going to target them next. It's a culture of fear. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Our satellite fundraiser is happening now. We've got some new perks that have been announced within the last couple of days. I was on Reaching the Finish Line with Callan Diggs, which is a show kind of like about improving yourself from a business sense.
Okay.
And Callan had me on. He's one of the shows on LRN.FM in our podcast lineup. He had me on his show to talk about the satellite fundraiser and LRN and, you know, Free Talk Live, stuff like that. And he very generously offered copies of his ebook, Reaching the Finish Line, for anyone who contributes $25 to the fundraiser. Plus, you get a one-month subscription to his radio service that he has, like a premium radio subscription, for the $25 level. So that's a new level. We had a $50 level. Now there's a $25 level. And there's also now a $300 contribution level where you get a half-hour-long consultation with Callan. So he'll give you a career consultation for a half an hour, which, you know, that's worth something. That's a lot of time.
And don't forget the perk that's not listed on the fundraiser page that we mentioned on Wednesday. The largest donor to the fundraiser gets to decide the fate of a specific thread on the Free Talk Live BBS.
That's right, the Dave Grady thread. So, yeah, thank you for the reminder on that one, Daryl. The fundraiser is going on right now, and it's going on for about another 3 weeks. So please contribute. If you value what we do here on Free Talk Live and you like the idea of spreading the message of liberty and peace to countries all around the globe, the satellite fundraiser allows us to do that. It'll continue our satellite channels in North and Central America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And if we can raise enough, we'll add a third satellite channel that would be over Europe, the Middle East, most of the Middle East, and North Africa. So you can make it possible. If you got $5, we'll accept $5. You know, whatever it is you want to throw in there, thank you. Much appreciated. And of course, there's high-level perks and things like that. You can name a whole satellite channel if you want to sponsor a full channel all in one swoop if you've got a whole bunch of money to burn. Feel free to burn it over at fund.lrn.fm. That's F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. And please, also, if you do contribute, or even if you can't afford to contribute, please share the fundraiser on your favorite social networking sites, because that makes a big difference when you do that. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here tonight, Daryl, you've got a story about Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors.
Yes.
Who, I've heard rumors this guy is supposed to be some kind of libertarian, but now apparently he's arguing for a carbon tax and allegedly is claiming to make a libertarian argument for a tax, which
yes.
I'm still looking forward to hearing. We'll get into that. We're still talking about the ridiculous raids on medical marijuana providers in California. They're not raiding the storefronts right now, or maybe they are, but at least the news isn't getting out to us about that. The news now is about them targeting medical concentration extraction companies. So they're cannabis extraction companies. They're taking cannabis, they're extracting out the THC, they're concentrating it into like an oil form. And these are the companies that are being targeted. Hundreds of thousands of dollars being seized, cash, $1.4 million in cash from one company out of bank accounts and product, and $325,000 in cash right out of their safe, seizing even the college fund accounts of his two daughters and also his wife's personal bank account. So they've been completely wiped out. He's had to go to his 86-year-old grandmother to get a loan just to survive. And they've got an Indiegogo campaign up that is attempting to raise $150,000. Where'd you say it was at, like $30,000?
It was at $30,000, but then I noticed that it was closed. So I don't know if Indiegogo shut it down or just, if it expired.
Yeah, it could have.
Because they were initially raided back in January, and Indiegogo right. doesn't let you run these fundraisers forever.
They only let you do 2 months maximum. So that's what our fundraiser is. It's an Indiegogo, and it went with a 60-day option on that. So, a little bit more from the story, and then, of course, you're free to share your thoughts.
Before we jump into that, because there was the question of what do you do when you can't get justice?
Well, because they're supposedly not supposed to be able to do this stuff. And we're talking about here this Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, 2014. Congress included this amendment in the federal budget, which bans, supposedly, the Department of Justice and the DEA from spending federal money to prevent states from implementing their own state laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana. So one of these attorneys is saying, look, the DEA is just ignoring Congress and doing what they want. What do you do?
Right. So I said some people would make the argument that you begin shooting back. And the claim is, if you shoot enough police officers, then nobody will want to be cops. Well, the evidence doesn't exactly back that up. There's new information out of Dallas that in the 12 days following the shooting of, what was it, a dozen police officers, five yep. of them fatally, the number of applications increased 344% compared
wow.
to the same time period in June.
That's interesting.
Went from 136 applicants during the 12 days, like June 12th through 19th,
mm-hmm.
July, or June 7th through the 19th, rather, the 12-day period, July 7th through July 19th, 467 job applications. That's an average of 38.9 job applications per day.
So that blows some holes in that theory.
Yes.
Interesting. Because, you know, on the surface, it seems like it would make sense. Because most people want to avoid conflict. Most people aren't interested in, you know, getting into a shooting fight with somebody. But the people who want conflict, the psychos who want to get out there and actually hurt people and get away with it, they see this as a golden opportunity. Yes. So they want to sign up for it. This is going to attract, this violence against police is going to attract more violent police because they, you know, we don't have the psychological assessment of the people who've been signing up for this, but
right.
I guarantee you that these cops or these wannabe cops are more likely to be badge heavies. They're more likely to be the people that want to wield power over other human beings. That's who would be attracted to a dangerous situation like that.
Right.
The psychos. So back to the story here from INC.com, just to wrap it up. Sladek, that's the head of the company MedWest. It's now basically closed because of continuing raids by the government, the DEA, the California cops. He's a founding member of the California Cannabis Industry Association that helped politicians like California Assemblyman Rob Bonta write MMRSA, which is going into effect here in another year or so, to help institute clear laws and regulations for the industry. But as we've seen, it doesn't matter how clear these things are. The cops just keep doing everything that they want to do, and there's no punishment for them. A host of politicians, prosecutors, and district attorneys from all over the country have written letters to the San Diego District Attorney's Office asking them to return Sladek's assets and stop pursuing criminal charges. In one letter, the group of prosecutors and the DAs described the asset forfeiture and as disturbing and illegal. So even other district attorneys, other prosecutors from around the country are saying, you guys are out of line. And you know what other prosecutors are saying, you should stop. You might want to pay attention to that. McElfer says the U.S. justice system and law enforcement is experiencing certain growing pains as drug laws are reformed. Quote, you see changes at the macro level, but the micro level is more complicated and more difficult to change. He says, I think the long road is clear. Different states will have different laws and policies, but in the meantime, there will be problems ahead as reform happens. These cops were charged with arresting and investigating marijuana, and now it's becoming legal. It must be destabilizing to one's sense of self to look back on what they've spent so much time fighting, and they have to change. But Sladek has another idea. He says that during the last year of alcohol prohibition, now I didn't know this, there were more raids and arrests during the previous, or than there was during the previous 12 years during alcohol prohibition. So in that last bit of time, they cracked down as much as they possibly could to extract from these innocent, peaceful people as much as they could possibly extract before they could no longer
right.
do it.
Does not surprise me at all.
Quote, if you look at the history of alcohol prohibition and cannabis, there are a lot of parallels, said Sladek. Powerful forces are unhappy about legalization of cannabis, and they're not taking it lightly. Look, if you want to go into the cannabis business, God bless you. Thank you for your courage, but you pretty much have to expect to lose everything. If you're going to be openly distributing cannabis in places where it's legal, You are risking everything. In the black market, you only risk a robbery every now and then. It's usually pretty minor. But these kind of robberies will shut your business down and apparently keep your kids out of college as well. We're coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number 855-453. Still to come, the madness in Venezuela just keeps getting worse. And, wow, we'll tell you more about that on the way here. I think you'll be surprised by this. I mean, it was surprising to me, and it's hard to surprise me these days with how crazy and depraved governments can get. We'll get into that here, but first, Daryl, you've got a story about Elon Musk, and I want to invite you to join us toll-free 855-450-FREE, and join us in real life at HempFest, which is coming up in about 1 month. Actually, just a little bit less than that now. August 25th through the 28th. That's going to be coming up fast. NHHempFest.com. Free Talk Live planning to broadcast live from the event. We'll be in a VIP-only area, so you will need a VIP ticket in order to see us broadcast live. VIP tickets aren't that much more expensive than regular ones, but even if you can't afford VIP, you should still come anyway. It's going to be a great party, lots of music all weekend long. I mean, it's basically one big concert, from what I understand, but I've never been before, so I'm excited about going for the first time to this third annual NH Hemp Fest, happening for the first time at Rogers Campground, which is a place that Free Talk Live is very familiar with. We've broadcast there at a different festival in previous years, so I'm really looking forward to going to Hemp Fest, because I think it's going to be a big one, and we'll be hanging out all weekend long, so you know, stop by. I think we're going to be running a Liberty Outreach tent of some sort, so I'm looking forward to doing that as well. So we'll see you there, nhhempfest.com. Elon Musk has been reported as a libertarian in the past, Daryl.
Yes.
And I don't know if I believe it. What do you got for us?
The article comes from the Reno Gazette Journal. They say Tesla Motors founder and CEO Elon Musk made a libertarian argument in favor of a carbon tax during a recent visit to Nevada. Musk, who spoke with reporters for about an hour during a visit to the company's battery factory in Storey County, answered a question about tax breaks the company got for moving to Nevada. He also addressed tax incentives for sustainable energy products such as solar panels and electric vehicles. Here's a transcript of the portion of the conversation in which Musk made a libertarian argument in favor of a carbon tax. His remarks on the Nevada tax breaks were covered in a previous post.
Without having heard the argument, I don't believe that it could possibly be libertarian. I mean, in order to be libertarian, you should not be taxing. If there's a tax, it would have to be voluntary. And unless that's what he's proposing, I've never heard of a tax that was really voluntary, because then it wouldn't really be a tax.
But lottery is voluntary. It's not called a tax. It's a tax on people who are bad at math.
That's just wordplay. It's not a tax.
It is. Right? But hold on. In states that have the lottery for, you know, education, they do wind up lowering the state budget for the education out of taxpayer, pulled portion.
I see.
So they use it as a supplement to tax dollars. So it is, in a way, a voluntary tax.
All right. Well, let's see what Musk has here.
The question from the reporter. You're building this factory with more than $1 billion in state incentives. Solar panels get big tax subsidies. Cars get by with a lot of subsidies as well. Will these businesses ever be sustainable without these kinds of subsidies? Musk responds, with respect to some of the other elements for solar panels and EVs, that's shortened for electric vehicles, the big issue we have is that in reality, if you accept the scientific consensus, every oil-burning activity is subsidized dramatically.
That's true.
If you believe there's value to the CO2 capacity of the atmosphere and oceans, and that CO2 capacity is not being paid for by the price at the gas pump or the coal that is being burned for electricity generation, or whatever its use may be, then every single fossil fuel burning activity is massively subsidized. This has become sort of an ideological issue because there are people who think that global warming is not true. So if you believe it is not true, then it is a subsidy for sustainable energy. If you believe it is true, then all we are doing is trying to match the inherent subsidy for fossil fuels, match that on the sustainable energy side. That's all it is doing. It's not one is getting a subsidy and the other is not. Fossil fuels are already getting a massive subsidy if you believe global warming. If you don't, then it seems really unfair. If you do, it's like, oh, we're just trying to correct it.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I read a bunch of words, and I honestly don't know exactly what I read, other than he's using some mental gymnastics to say, well,
is he defending subsidies?
They're getting money, so it's only fair that I get money, too.
That's what I heard there, yeah. So, okay, oil is subsidized, so he's saying we need subsidies as well. To level the playing field.
Yes.
Because that's libertarian. No, it's not.
Hold on. He continues by saying the real right way to correct it will be to establish a carbon tax.
Way to correct it would be to abolish the subsidies.
Oh, now you're just being logical, Ian.
Well, I'm being libertarian at the very least.
Yes, and logical.
Yeah.
He continues, if you ask any economist, they will tell you that it's the obvious thing to do, put the correct price on carbon, because we currently have an error in the economy which misprices carbon at zero or something close to zero. It's a fundamental economic error. For people that have a sort of libertarian bent, they get a little confused because they need to appreciate the high-level principle of why they are opposed to the government intervention. They are actually opposed to government intervention because it causes false pricing. If the government says we are going to massively incent the production of corn so that effectively corn gets mispriced and we make too much corn, that actually then does not benefit the country if you make too much of something because the government has driven the pricing error.
That's true. But libertarians aren't necessarily against it because of the the results, they're generally against because of the force that's being used.
And this is what happens when you have people that don't understand libertarianism calling themselves libertarians.
Correct.
Is they think we're opposed to something because of the end result, not because of what happens before the end result is ever reached.
Right. I mean, I've subsidized things before. The Keene Activist Center was subsidized by me for a number of years. And I did that because the end goal was, to me, worth the subsidy, which was to have a place where the community right. could come together. But I did not do that by taxing others. I did not do that by using the threat of violence against anyone to right. get those subsidies. And that's what the government is doing every time.
And to put his example here, his false understanding to another example, if I punch you in the nose and you begin bleeding, it was not wrong of me to punch you in the nose because you bled.
Right.
It was wrong of me to punch you in the nose because it's wrong to initiate force against another person.
Exactly.
The bleeding is the end result, and that's also not good. He continues with his answer. He says, that is bad for people. That is sort of what people with a libertarian bent are opposed to, that being the whole government causes the pricing error. He says, however, if you have something where you have been an unpriced externality so that you have the case of the CO2 capacity of the oceans and the atmosphere priced very close to zero, then any government action to increase the price above zero reduces the error in the economy. I'm getting sort of esoteric in this economics here.
So what
here.
He's saying, let me see if I can follow this here. If the government adds a carbon tax, that will somehow balance out the subsidies that oil has.
It gets the price of carbon closer to what it should be instead of being closer to free.
So we're going to correct an error by making more errors.
Yes.
By manipulating the economy ever further. And he's calling that libertarian.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This guy is full of it.
And then one thing that's interesting is people that have greenhouses will actually pump CO2 into the greenhouse.
Yeah.
Because plants
they live off this,
turn so. Carbon dioxide into oxygen. So when you have an increase in carbon dioxide, what that actually means is you don't have enough plants.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us tonight, is 855-450-FREE. Does he have any more brilliance to share on this?
There's just a little bit more where he says, I'm getting sort of esoteric in economics here.
Mm.
So what they should actually be opposed to is anything that increases the error in the economy, a pricing information error. So pricing carbon, if you believe in global warming, does not increase the price of the error. It decreases the price of the error.
No, the error is in that a centralized government bureaucracy cannot decide the prices of things.
Yes.
And you should have learned that from the Soviet Union and other examples of centralized command and control pricing things. You know, back when the Russian government actually had to use a Sears catalog to try to figure out what prices should be because they don't know.
Maybe the Venezuelan government needs to get a Sears catalog.
Oh boy, Venezuela's way beyond that point. This is Free Talk Live. We'll tell you about it coming up.
They can use it as toilet paper.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.